In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. As our region is bracing the first winter storm of the season, officials want to keep unhoused people safe from dangerously frigid temperatures. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports.
Code blues have been issued in Camden and Montgomery counties ahead of low temperatures and precipitation that put people experiencing homelessness at risk. Camden County spokesperson Dan Keeshan.
People can die in the elements. And so we want to make sure that there is a safe, warm place for vulnerable individuals who don't have the ability to be in a shelter or may be living in a car, that they can find refuge and respite.
There's more than 36 warming centers in Camden County, which you can find on the county's website. To help someone in need, you can call 211 or contact your local municipality. In Montgomery County, officials say to reach out to the Your Way Home call center to help someone in need of shelter. Philadelphia's Office of Homeless Services says a code blue will be issued at 3 p.m. Tuesday. There's four different after-hours homeless intake shelters in the city, according to OHS. Two for families, one for single men, and one for single women. Officials advise going to the shelter which most closely aligns with your gender identity. More info can be found on the city's website. OHS says during the code blue, there are about 350 extra beds across the city in addition to the typical 3,000. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Philadelphia City Council committee advanced a bill that clears the way for a major expansion of the rail park on the old Reading train line. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The giant swings, dramatic mural, and colorful gardens in the current rail park are just a taste of what advocates such as Sarah McEnany have in mind for a three-mile-long trail that would rival New York's High Line and connect neighborhoods from Northern Liberties to Brewerytown.
I know what a great asset the rail park is for all the residents and visitors alike.
The decades-long project was stalled by Reading Railroad's refusal to give up its old viaduct, even though it hasn't been used in 40 years. But a recent federal ruling that the viaduct is not an operating railroad, and thus Reading can't just sit on it, opened the door to the legislation that would allow the city to acquire the land, including by condemnation, if it can't negotiate a price. Community groups testified in favor. Even John Chin of the Chinatown Development Corporation, which once feared the park would cause gentrification.
Passing this legislation is a necessary step to lift residents and small businesses from decades of blight and neglect.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A controversial piece of legislation is advancing in Trenton despite some very high-profile opposition. This new law would combine the independent government watchdog with the State Commission of Investigation. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has the details.
U.S. Senator Andy Kim waited for almost 6 hours of public testimony before he was called up to speak, and then he got yelled at by Senate Government Committee Chairman James Beach for going over his 3 minutes.
Senator, you don't run the meeting.
Before he was cut off, Kim said the bill as written would gut government accountability and provide cover for the politically powerful.
I will stand up against Trump in the same way that I will stand up against corruption here in New Jersey.
Good.
That's why I'm here today, sir.
Thank you.
Senator John Bersicelli voted to advance the bill. He says this has been a long time coming and that their goal is to improve government oversight.
And the additional tools and responsibilities of investigation that this bill is going to cause is to make that even better than it presently is.
While the bill did advance through committee, several lawmakers said they would like to see some amendments to address some of the issues raised during the hearing, including subpoena power for the state comptroller and the potential use of wiretaps for investigations. In Trenton, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Since it started in 2012, Giving Tuesday has become one of the biggest fundraising days for nonprofit organizations around the world, including right here in Philadelphia. KYW's Sean McDevitt reports animal welfare organizations are among those asking for public support today.
Animal shelters and rescues like the Pennsylvania SPCA, Morris Animal Refuge, and the Brandywine Valley SPCA are hoping to raise thousands of dollars for their life-saving missions. At Philadelphia's only open intake animal shelter, the Animal Care and Control Team of Philadelphia's goal is to raise $130,000 to provide homeless pets with the medical care that they need. Sarah Barnett is ACT Philly's executive director. You have specific stories, horror stories.
The one that comes to mind, honestly, the most is a dog named Cinnamon. A Good Samaritan found her, and they were told that she had been thrown out of a second-story window. We worked with the hospital, you know, to take care of her, and she was in so much pain. She had shattered front leg, she had internal injuries, but we were able to help her.
She says the funds also allow for partnerships where additional care can be provided for dogs and cats in need. Thanks to generous supporters, Giving Tuesday donations will be doubled up to $65,000.
So if you donate $5, it'll be $10. So it's a great way to double your impact for animals.
More information can be found at actphilly.org. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.